Check the vibe. And now it's the BPP's patented collection of the most popular, most read, most blogged, most emailed stories from billion websites. Notice the common adjective? It's the most. Where shall we most to first? To the control room, Trisha McKinney.
Here I am in the control room. I have the most emailed story on MSNBC.com. It's actually really sad. It's about an astronaut who's up on the International Space Station whose mother just passed away in an auto accident. The astronaut is Daniel Tani. He was actually supposed to come back with the latest shuttle mission, but you know they had all that trouble they had all that trouble with that sensor. So his return from space has been delayed. In the meantime, Daniel Tani's 90-year-old mother died in an auto accident, and so they had to notify him up in space of what had happened. This is actually a really interesting story too. He's the first American astronaut who's ever had to be given that kind of bad news while he was up in space, and apparently they have a whole preparation for that kind of contingency at NASA, and they ask the astronauts before they go up, you know, what would they want in case something like that happened. And so, you know, he indicated that he would want to know right away. So you know, this happened on Wednesday. He was notified Wednesday. He's been up and actually continuing his work ever since. And the funeral is now scheduled for Sunday. And there's some question about how he might be able to participate in the funeral. It looks like it's not going to be a video feed, but he might actually get an audio feed. Oh, we're getting a phone call. So I guess I'll get off this.
Okay. Mike, cheer us up a little
bit. Yeah, I can do that by talking about the man in red. Letters, kids' letters to Santa. I'm in love. I'm a sucker for these kind of stories. Apparently so is the Dallas Morning News. This is one of the most emailed stories. Want to hear some of the things that kids are writing to Santa?
Sure.
Dear Santa Claus, can the reindeer eat carrots with Hidden Valley Ranch? Dear Santa.
Wait, are you going to answer them?
I'm not Santa. What can I say? I don't know. What if I say yes and then people start feeding Hidden Valley Ranch to reindeer and it causes
and
an
they have, like, get big hips?
Dear Santa, I like this one. Yes, reindeer hip dysplasia is a big issue. Are the elves working harder than usually? Have you given them a break? Have you been jolly? Do the elves sleep at night? Are you going to let Mrs. Claus try your sleigh? This is the sort of questions I think a kid would be posing to a parent, and
yes,
the parent would just be like, all right, there is no Santa Claus. Leave me alone. And then this one, then we take a turn for the theological. I love these. Dear Santa, do you know God, the one and only God who loves everyone, even you? I hope Santa will be Christian.
Wow.
I would think Santa would know God.
Yeah.
Isn't he part of the Holy Trinity? I haven't gone to Mass in a while, isn't that? Isn't he Father, Son, and Santa? Isn't that how it works? MJ. Where's MJ?
I think MJ might have blown us off.
There's so, no MJ.
You know what? I'll do mine, okay. And then MJ, if you're listening to the show, get your tail into the studio.
Or just phone in. We'll put you on.
This is from mostviewed@CNN.com, and this is something I have been convinced is out there, and now there's a CNN report to prove me right. It's called Cyberchondria, and the title of this article is Are You a Cyberchondriac? It's for people who go online, read about all these different illnesses and rashes and what, and then decide they have them. Apparently, it happens to first-year medical students a lot, and they were calling it, like, first-year medical disease, but now with cyberchondria, the internet makes it so easy for you to think you have all kinds of issues. You may be a cyberchondriac if you feel worse after web surfing instead of better. Doctors' reassurances don't help.
Yep.
You move quickly from suspicion to conviction.
Yep.
Matt Martinez, our producer, confirming he is a cyberchondriac. They say...
You mean the guy who came in and announced, I think I have dengue fever.
They say what you need to do is if you're on there and you're surfing and you start feeling afraid or confused, stop. Make yourself stop. Turn off your computer. Go outside. Talk to another human being. So, yeah. Well. CNN most viewed, are you a cyberchondriac?
Do you have the rewind sound effect? All right, because here's MJ.
Hi, guys. I thought I might stop in for
a second. Yeah, please. Grace us.
So on Dig.com, one of the most emailed things today was a listing of recipes from fast food and chain restaurants across America. We're talking Cinnabon, McDonald's, Applebee's, Chili's, anything you can think of. And basically, people, I mean, this came from a particular website that's a little odd. It was a website that sells pit bulls.
Uh-huh.
But as our editor Trish McKinney discovered, all over the web, you can find these websites that have culled crazy recipes from fast food chains because I guess people love them. My personal favorite was from Applebee's. It was the tequila chicken with the little chips underneath it.
Oh. Yeah.
They give you a shortcut, though, if you don't want to spend
the actual tequila in the chicken?
There is actual tequila and lime, and they
in
say...
in the chef making the chicken.
They say don't marinate it for more than 3 or 4 hours because it could become tough, the chicken. And you can skip the 2-hour process of making the tortilla shells if you just crunch up some chips.
Also, a little known fact, McRib, human flesh. Matt, what do you got?
I have got the number one most emailed story.
He's kidding, McDonald's.
Yes, that's all.
If you
come after me, Ron.
Making with the kidding. We got the number one most emailed story at NPR.org. It's a story by Patty Naiman. It's called Generation Next in the Slow Lane to Adulthood. Apparently, people between the age of 18 and 25 are now called Generation Next. I did not know this, and I think it was coined by Judy Woodruff. This is, and I just...
Yeah, no, she did a special.
Yeah, she did a special. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, they're saying that, you know, people are just becoming adults later. They did this survey of 392 unmarried college students and at least one of their parents. And this is Larry Nelson of Brigham Young University with some of the results.
We wanted to know if parents considered their child, an 18 to 26-year-old child, to be an adult or not. And we found that over 80% of mothers and 80% of fathers answered, no, our child is not yet an adult.
And that's emotionally, financially. So people are extending their childhood until their late 20s, believe it or not. I've just turned into Jack Palance.
That's not the name of the segment. This has been The Most.
Thanks, guys.
You.